Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello and welcome to Encore Radio. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Happy to be with you this morning. As always, enjoying talking to our guest that we're going to be having today. And first up is Mustafa Thames, longtime friend of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Managing Director of Outreach Strategists. You know him. You've seen him on television. You've seen him here in the local Houston area, always on top of major initiatives and topics. Today, specifically, we want to talk to you about healthcare. As you know, there's so much going on in this space, and Mustafa is the perfect person to help us get caught up with what's occurring and some thoughts as how we should proceed. Mustafa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
It's always good to see you, Mustafa. You've been such a dear friend to the chamber, and anytime we've called upon you, you're there, and it's been a mutually beneficial relationship. Enjoyed traveling with you as part of delegations with our mayor across the globe, promoting Houston and bringing good business to our great city.
Well, thanks again. I think you lead our region and having important conversations. A lot of times, people just talk about the weather or people talk about the sports, which are important, but we also have to talk about what's affecting all of our lives.
Well, in healthcare, as you know, Mustafa, can be so complicated and really is something that is one of the biggest topics as we as Americans are facing. It's complex. It's very polarizing, and so we hope to hear something from you today that will help folks understand where we are and where we need to go moving forward.
Well, like every Houstonian, every American deserves access to affordable, quality healthcare coverage, but healthcare costs are just out of control. And you know what we have to do is we have to start focusing on how do we bring those healthcare costs down. And so we have to fix what we have rather than scrap all of that and start all over again. Because in public policy, we can't keep having these pendulum swings. Just like in business, politics are cyclical. One party's in, one party's out. But with each election, we can't start all over again. And so what I think we have to do is we have to improve what's working with ACA and fix what's broken before we try to do something and try to change the system altogether once again.
Well, let's talk about what is working.
Well, look, I think that employer-based healthcare coverage is what most of us have, and that's working. What's not working is, you know, our state doesn't have Medicare expansion, and we need to make sure that people at the bottom and people in the middle that are not employed, that or their employers don't offer healthcare, that they have coverage. And there's a lot that needs to be done in fixing ACA because it got pushed in and got, you know, put together. And then there was a whole big movement to repeal it without trying to fix it. And first, we should focus on fixing ACA before we try to go do something else.
Okay. Well, that said, how do we work with our governor and the legislature to help us get there?
Well, one of the things we've got to really start doing is, in our legislature, we've got to, you know, we've got to pass some kind of Medicaid expansion. I think that's the most important thing. And then the next part we've got to do, is in this national conversation, especially with this presidential election, there's big talk about, you know, single payer options or, you know, that we should have some revamping of the entire healthcare process. And those are aspirational things. And maybe one day that is something that people can entertain. But in the short run, we've got to fix ACA. We got to take care of those loopholes.
Yes.
Because we all rely on healthcare. And so when people start hearing, we're going to change this thing and, you know, millions of people are employed by healthcare companies. Millions of people are working in insurance companies.
Sure.
And eliminating those jobs, what would our economy be?
Well, and the other component to this as a Chamber of Commerce, our concern is always with our small businesses and what this means for them and them trying to pay this insurance and the premiums and take care of their employees. But again, there's so much misinformation, Mustafa, as to what this means for them and their bottom line.
And I think for us as a small business owners, the cost of healthcare is just completely outrageous. You know, it's 17% of our GDP. And so every time somebody even makes a small change to it and it affects the cost, it has a significant impact to our bottom line and really to our customers as well. So it's not just us, but it's to our customers and to our employees. So what we've got to really figure out and focus on is how do we reduce the cost of healthcare, both working with the public sector and the private sector.
And how do we maintain that level of high quality care in the process of all of this?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, we are here with the largest medical center in the world, you know, just a few miles from here. We have to have a better partnership with both the public sector and the private sector. And I think the solutions lie within it rather than all the solutions are in the private sector or all the solutions are within the public sector. Anytime you've seen strong public-private partnerships, that's where you find the most efficiency rather than putting it in the hands of any one or the other.
Well, and as more of this information comes out and we look at candidates that are running, this is going to continue to be a very hot topic. What do you suggest for people who are trying to figure this out and trying to be engaged in helping those in power to make these decisions? What is the recommendation?
Well, one, I think people should speak up. And anytime you hear some simple solution that feels like this is too good to be true, guess what? It is probably too good to be true. And we have to hold public officials accountable and ask the tough questions.
Well, because it's not an easy fix. We know, and there are many unintended consequences to all of this. And from your perspective, what would be, in addition to the legislature and looking at that, what are some other things that should be a topic of conversation around healthcare?
Well, I think we all should be speaking to our members of Congress. There's some important legislation that's going to be coming in the next several months and years, really, about healthcare. And we should let them know that, you know, if you have employer-based coverage and you're happy with your employer-based coverage, that nothing should happen to that. I mean, I think that's, as small business owners, I think that's an important thing.
And you see that as an option where if you are happy with what you have, that they could figure out how to move some of these other things and make some changes without touching that?
Absolutely. Because in essence, what I don't want to see is, as I said earlier, these giant pendulum swings. That when one party's in office, all of a sudden, you know, we go in one direction. And then when that party's out of office, all
start
of a sudden we go
and
start over from scratch, right? That may be nice for a political speech. It might be good soaring rhetoric, in a State of the Union.
Yes.
But it certainly is not how each of us live our lives. We plan for the future and we need some predictability. And there was a lot of debate on ACA. Then there was debate about repealing ACA. And now we're talking about something completely different rather than trying to fix what we have. And I think there should be a much greater focus on fixing what we have, stabilizing the market, lowering the cost before we go anywhere else.
Well, that's all very important. And wondering what the conversations are, if at all, with the different insurance groups. And are they talking to one another, or because they are competitors, they do not?
Well, I think that the industry as a whole, especially, you know, folks that provide employer-based coverage are nervous, and their employees are nervous, right? Because you all of a sudden there's a conversation about now letting the public sector all carry all health insurance. Well, then what happens to all those employees, right? I mean, there's millions of people that work in the health insurance industry. So to me, It is really great to have policy initiatives that are aspirational, but from a practical standpoint, there's a lot of work to be done in lowering the cost of healthcare, and that's going to require both a public and a private partnership to do so.
Well, very important, as we know, the legislature's meeting, and there are many people going up to lobby for a variety of different topics. Make sure you get out there, and make sure you pick up those phones if you have relationships with those who represent us. They hear you loud and clear. This is a very important topic, and the Chamber will be hosting our Innovation Health and Technology Summit, so more to come on this topic and a lot of others. Mustafa, thanks for being here with us today, and thanks for always making sure that you're on top of such very important topics here locally at the state level and nationally.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with more here on Encore Radio. This is Dr. Laura Murillo. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.